straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show. I'm KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today we are continuing our series of interviews with candidates running for the Santee City Council. And my very special guest today is Laura Koval. Laura is the Director of Parks and Recreation for Santee Lakes, and she is running for the Council District 3 seat. There are three candidates. It's an open seat, so very important. There's definitely going to be a new face. The other two candidates are Zach Giannino and Linda Merkel, who will be on the show later today. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam.
So tell us, what made you decide to run for the Santee City Council?
Well, I've lived in Santee for 26 years, actually a resident of District 3 the whole entire time. And I've been attending city council meetings. I was there when the city was forced to go to district elections, and I learned about the budget deficit that the city's facing, and I have 30 years of executive experience, leadership, and I thought, you know, why not me? I live in the district. I can help. This is my area of expertise, and I'd like to help the city that I've raised my family in, and East County is my home, and I just really felt the need to help.
Very good. What are your ideas for turning that deficit around and either increasing revenues or cutting costs?
I'm more about increasing revenues, and when I say that, I don't mean increasing taxes. And I've learned through running for office that that is a code word for raising taxes, but I never thought of that. In my young 20s, I was the director of the Santee Boys and Girls Club, and at that time, it was a trailer at Santana High School, so obviously very limited in space, but we had revenue goals. And I learned at an early age that regardless of what you have in front of you, there are ways to increase revenue if you're creative. So, for instance, at the Boys and Girls Club, I created the largest basketball league in all of East County by creating relationships with the local high schools and using their gyms, and we had quadruple enrollment. But the bulk of my career was with the San Diego Padres. I worked for them for over 25 years.
Really?
Yes, and I was in charge of the largest revenue center for the organization. I was responsible for renewal revenue year after year. Ticketing revenue as well, but season ticket holder renewals, which was quite a challenge when you don't have the best product on the field.
No, exactly.
How do you get creative getting season ticket holders to come back year after year after year? And I was successful at that.
How does that translate into a city? Obviously, you did a great job there, but we don't have season ticket holders for a city. Where would the money come from?
So season ticket holders, I look at everything as they're all customers. So the residents of Santee are customers, and what customers bring in revenue to the city. There's not a lot of room to grow. So we're not looking at housing developments and things like that. We need to reinvest in our local community. It's an idea that is used on the East Coast called economic gardening, where there's limited space to live and grow. So you reinvest in the businesses and the community that you have there. And to do that, you have to make government more efficient. It can't be a process when you're trying to improve your business and bring new revenue into the city that you're faced with roadblocks and time delays. That's what does happen right now in Santee, and that's what I would like to fix.
Okay. Speaking of fixing, one of the big problems that the voters are telling us about in Santee is the traffic gridlock situation. And, of course, that also ties in with development to a point. What are your ideas for improving the traffic gridlock?
I've been involved with the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce for many, many years, and this is a regional problem. Traffic, you know, we all live in East County and work either downtown like I did for a long time or in the northern part of the county. What is it, 72% of the traffic commutes out and then commutes back. So I am a investor and an active member of the Highway 52 Coalition, which I think is a unique idea. It's the mayor's initiative. We've hired a lobbyist to work at the federal level for a fix to the traffic on the 52.
Very interesting.
The other thing that I've learned by going to SANDAG meetings the last few years is that we're not a priority. So
Yeah, that seems to have only gotten worse since they revamped everything over there and they put the voting power essentially into the hands of the city of San Diego and Chula Vista and took it away from all the East County cities, basically.
100% correct. And I actually attended the SANDAG meeting they had in La Mesa. My weeks are running together through this campaigning, but I think it was last week.
Yeah, about transportation.
Yes, and I spoke up. I was very disappointed in the three options that they offered. None of them are solutions. Well, one of them they said was a solution to traffic, but their solution was to charge everybody for parking. So if you drive to work, now you're going to pay parking, and that's how they're going to fix it. To me, that's not solving the problem,
right. And
it's not keeping up with... I offered some solutions at the meeting, actually, and they said they were good solutions, good ideas. We'll see.
Let's hope maybe they listen.
I think they did listen, and I was at least encouraged by that. It's going to take a regional approach to this and not just Santee residents.
Now, that said, some people are concerned that while the traffic certainly is regional, if Santee builds a lot of housing developments that are proposed, it obviously would make the traffic situation worse, too, although it would bring in revenue, on the other hand, and, you know, provide places for people to live. So what are your views on Finita Ranch, number one? And number two, what are your views on the Citizens Initiative? It had enough signatures to get on the ballot, but the council voted to postpone it a couple of years and study it, and it would give the citizens a vote on any project that would require upzoning from the general plan. In other words, more development than the general plan.
I think that's the biggest misconception about me in the public right now is feelings on Finita Ranch. And I want the voters to have a voice on Finita Ranch. And I don't know if you know this, but the district race for District 3 is only a two-year term. And the voters will be voting on projects like Finita Ranch, but I think that's the big hot button. That's the one that seems to...
So you think that the council shouldn't try to push it through and approve it?
Oh, no. They let the voters decide in 2020 for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As far as the initiative that you talked about, I was at the city council meeting when the language was put up and you know, it all happened so fast. I was like, I want to read this report. And then when I read the report, it didn't address... It talked about residential housing, and it didn't talk about much else but that. And I was disappointed in the report.
So you think it should have included commercial development as well?
It should have had, exactly, because there is language in the plan that now on every project that the city is approving, they're putting new language in all of their approvals, whether the project is upzoned or not, that talks about intensity of use.
Interesting.
For instance, it's a car wash and a Subway shop down in District 3, and they didn't upzone their property or anything like that, but the approval through City Council had language in there about intensity of use, and I thought, well, it is strange to me now that they're including a disclaimer, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe more people are going to go to that business, and that's good, but why is this language in there now? What is it that is triggering...
Yeah, that's
this language.
Very curious.
So we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I guess so. Who are your major endorsements in your campaign, Laura?
Well, I did mention the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce, but the big endorsements, I believe, are the Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Santee Firefighters. The mayor has endorsed me, and his name is John Minto.
Mm-hmm.
And
the County Republican Party?
Yes, they have endorsed me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a list of, you know, family, friends, business professionals, anywhere. I think the most interesting one is Bruce Boce, which people might think, well, that's strange. But but we did develop a very close business relationship because when he was the manager of the Padres, I was a manager of a big department that was responsible for revenue. He was actually a mentor to me in business.
Interesting. Well, that makes sense. Laura, I'm going to let you have the final word today. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy for the Santee City Council District 3?
I think I would like people to know that I'm a mom who cares. I live in Santee. I had no ambitions through a 30-year career of being in politics, but I felt the need to help when I saw what the city is facing, the challenges that we're facing. I feel very confident in my ability to help with the budget and to help Santee thrive. I've been involved in this community for decades, you know, but not in the forefront. I just do stuff because I care so much. And so this is me putting myself out there, and I hope it comes across that I want the best for Santee. I will work very hard for Santee, and I'm really excited to help the city thrive and frankly survive this, you know, our financial future that's before us.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.
Thank you.